Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for our service of worship on this Sunday, September 26th. Our homilist today is Bishop Jean, and our celebrant is Bishop Liz. And now let us quieten our hearts and hear what the Spirit is saying.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Sunday of St. Michael and all the angels. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministries of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land in which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south, and all the families of the earth shall be a blessing in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? There is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 103. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, obedient to his spoken word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Holy God, mighty Lord, in your goodness and by your grace, you show favor to your people by giving us your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and by sending your holy angels to minister to us as they ministered to him in the wilderness. For all this, we thank you. And we ask that you would hearken to our prayers so that we might praise your holy name in one voice with all the host of heaven. Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they did not cling to life even in the face of death. Rejoice then, you heavens and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked him, where did you get to know me? Jesus answered, I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you. Nathanael replied, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered, do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, very truly, I tell you, that you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels for Anglicans, St. Michael and the Archangels for Catholics. There are three named archangels recognized by the Catholic Church, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael, each of whom had an individual feast day until they were combined in the 1970 revision of the church calendar. Churches celebrating the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite observe the traditional feast days, March 24th for Gabriel and October 24th for Raphael, but in the current church calendar, both angels share Michael's feast, September 29th. Each of the archangels has a special role in the lives of the faithful. Angel Gabriel makes announcements to Daniel in the Old Testament, to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Archangel Raphael appears in the Old Testament book of Tobit, where he takes Tobit's son Tobias on a journey, culminating in blind Tobit's restoration of sight. Archangel Michael is identified in Daniel's vision as well. He is the protector of God's people. He also appears in the book of Revelation, where he defeats Satan. And in Jude's epistle, he is identified as Archangel Michael. Back in my Catholic school days, we learned the angels by their roles. Gabriel brings God's messages. Raphael guides and heals. And Michael defends us from evil. We need them all. When we cannot hear God, we can call on Gabriel to make his messages known to us. If we are ill or uncertain, we can call on Raphael to bring us health and direction. And when we see evil in the world, we can call on Michael to protect us. But being the modern, sophisticated folks that we are, though, even people of faith often neglect to call on the archangels for help. For one thing, we don't expect God to have a message for us. Prayer seems to be a one-way conversation. We pray to God without giving him a chance to speak. We think God speaks only to the holiest of people, the saints walking the earth. And that's a mistake, because God is ever present as our loving parent. Even we speak to our children, especially when they're hurting. Why wouldn't God speak to us? And what do we do when we're ill and follow whatever treatment is prescribed? Relatively few people invoke God's healing unless the situation is dire. And when they do, often they do not really expect to be healed, despite the many references to God's healing power and action in Scripture. When we're faced with a dilemma, unsure of how to respond, we turn to friends and wise family members. Perhaps we seek the help of a life coach or a therapist to help us make sense of our lives. But who could make better sense of our lives and help us to understand it than the one who set us on the path to begin with? But St. Michael, our defender against Satan and all things evil. Michael, we know, confounds our doctors and our therapists. Our wise friends take a mental step back if we suggest that evil is alive and at work in our lives. Well, everyone knows there's evil in the world. Greed and cruelty and malice are easy to find. When we suggest that Satan, working his demonic will, is at the root of that evil, though, that's when people remember they have a call to make or a task to complete. And that's understandable, because evil is scary business. Meanwhile, Satan has been reduced to a joke. The devil made me do it. He's become a cute figure on greeting cards or a laughing scold to our loved ones when they tease us. You little devil, you. Even worse, he's become a myth, a legend with no basis in reality, we think. Satan has become like Paul Bunyan or Newfoundland's Jack, dusty characters and old tales that we don't believe. And many of us do not believe in Satan, despite Jesus calling him by name. We need to believe again that evil is more than our mistakenly hurting others or getting caught up in the thirst for wealth or power. Mistake doesn't begin to cover the enormity of the evil we see in the world. Bodies being displayed in town centers by the Taliban. Good people being arrested for feeding the hungry. Towns deliberately depriving the homeless of a bench or a corner where they might sleep. It is no mistake when our nations spend their vast wealth on war while their own people sicken and die, while their own people go hungry, while their own people have no place to lay their head. That is evil. We hear about crimes that drive us to tears, cruelties that twist us and make us shudder in sympathy for the victim, malice that delights in causing pain and death to others, acts so horrifying that we begin to question whether the offender is even human. Evil exists. And Michael, the archangel, has been sent by God to confound Satan wherever he acts. You may be familiar with the prayer to St. Michael, which begins, "St. Michael the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil." You may not know the story associated with the prayer's origin. On October 1st, 1886, Pope Leo XIII said Mass as usual in his private chapel, but instead of leaving afterward, he stopped, frozen in place for several minutes. Those present were concerned. They saw the color drain from his face as he stood immobile at the altar. The vision ending, he went directly to his office, speaking to no one, and half an hour later came out with a lengthy prayer to St. Michael. and he instructed all churches to say this prayer after single Mass. Why? He said he heard two voices standing there at the altar, a gentle male voice and a harsh, guttural one, in conversation. The harsh voice boasted that he could destroy the church, and the kind one agreed that he had permission to try it, demanded all Catholics to invoke Michael's protection against the power of Satan, and to do so after every Mass all around the world. The prayer was discontinued after Vatican II by Pope John Paul, but Pope John Paul II has urged Catholics to begin praying it again and to pray it often. We need Michael's protection. And Holy Scripture reminds us that his protection is powerful and effective. He will defeat Satan. He has been given this role and the power to do it by Creator God Self. Today's feast is a reminder that God has, through the mighty archangels, given us what we need to travel safely through these dangerous times we live in. His loving messages through Archangel Gabriel. His guidance and healing through Archangel Raphael. And his powerful protection, Archangel Michael. Let us draw close to the angels, asking their help every day. Through them, we will truly find the path to victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen.
Christ calls us to a life of peace and humility. Let us pray for strength to live this baptized life, saying, Lord, have mercy. For all the baptized people of God, that having been called by our Lord, we may gladly wait on those in need, to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all in authority and in nation and church, that they may learn humility, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all countries at war, that the peace of Christ may come among them, and for all who suffer the ravages of wartime, that they may find comfort and refuge, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who minister in this and in every Christian community, that they may find strength for their tasks, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the children, that they may be fed and housed and may grow with self-confidence and joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Any need, the sick, the suffering, the oppressed, for those who serve others against their own will, for all who have asked for our prayers, especially. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the saints who have willingly served others, we praise our servant God, that we may join them in a life of service. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Receive us, O God, as you received the child in Capernaum, for we yearn for your mercy through your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast. Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory, receiving the offering of your people gathered before you. And open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things, and that by the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you, and he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he may shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creations, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise. Through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me. Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in you, in the truth that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in the church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, O Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in one bread.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church, so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask for or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.